This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A Dutch court convicted and sentenced to life imprisonment three men for the intentional downing of a passenger plane in 2014. AP correspondent Karen Chama has the story.
The presiding judge, Hendrik Steenhuis, announced that defendants Igor Girkin, Sergei Dubinsky, and Leonid Harchenko were found guilty for the murders of 298 people. Two of those found guilty were Russians, and the third was a pro-Russian Ukrainian separatist. One Russian was acquitted because of a lack of evidence. In the courtroom, some families of victims blinked away tears as Steenhuis highlighted how their lives were changed forever on that day. Piet Ploeg, who lost family members in the downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17, said he believed in the court system.
Now, justice for me is when an independent court gives its verdict.
Dichma von Butzelach, who spoke on behalf of the prosecutor, said all defendants were equally responsible.
In our opinion, they did it together and both have a different role, but not one is less than the other.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian officials reported fresh missile strikes Thursday in multiple parts of the country. Targets included gas facilities. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, has stressed the need for speeding up deliveries of air defense systems. He cited the success of the National Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile System that Ukrainian forces began using earlier this month. He also said he's convinced the time has come for Ukraine to get the more advanced U.S. Patriot air defense system. And North Korea launched a short-range ballistic missile toward its eastern waters Thursday, hours after the North threatened to launch fiercer military responses to the United States, bolstering its security commitment to its allies, South Korea and Japan. VOA News. Myanmar's military-controlled government announced Thursday it was releasing nearly 6,000 prisoners under a broad amnesty. A spokesperson for the Myanmar junta confirmed to VOA Burmese service the release of artists, activists, one minister, a top election commission official, and one minister chief from the ousted Aung San Suu Kyi government, as well as four foreigners. Among those being freed were an Australian economist and advisor to Aung San Suu Kyi, a former British ambassador to Myanmar and her husband, a U.S. citizen, and a Japanese documentary filmmaker. The spokesman said the foreigners will be deported immediately. After a history-making run in the U.S. House of Representatives, Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will not run for leadership again. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Pelosi will stay in Congress as a rank-and-file member.
I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
When Democrats will be in the minority, 15 years after cracking what she called the marble ceiling as the nation's first female speaker, Pelosi says it's time for a new generation of Democrats to take charge.
Now we must move boldly into the future.
New York's Hakeem Jeffries has been the Democrats' caucus chair and could make his own history as the first black speaker. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The British government on Thursday announced a $65 billion package of tax increases and spending cuts in an emergency budget designed to restore the nation's economic credibility and repair its battered finances. The United States celebrates Thanksgiving next Thursday, and producers of the 96th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York are showing off six new floats. AP's Ed Donahue has the story.
Some of these floats look familiar. Besides Baby Shark, there's Jeffrey's Dazzling Dance Party by Toys R Us. And there is a float about a new movie.
World of Dreams. You can't wish for whatever you want here in Slumberland.
Art director Eric Hutspeth says a lot of work went into the Slumberland float.
It started with the design, it goes into 3D modeling, and then from there we go into drafting and engineering and carpentry, steel, all of it.
Executive producer Will Cross says the goal for all the Macy's floats is to
create moments on the street that are immediately recognizable and impactful. So whether it be a character, whether it be a creative direction for one of our floats.
And all these Macy's floats are huge, as much as 30 feet high. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese arrived in Bangkok Thursday ahead of a two-day regional summit in Thailand. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.